An Album a Day is my exploration into the Korean music scene. This podcast will cover mainstream, indie, and some underground artists within the scene and provide both factual and opinionated commentary. The biggest benefit to sharing my thoughts this way is that it will hopefully expose you to more great music and exploration of your own.
You're tuned into An Album a Day. Show, start.
Can't lie to y'all, I'm actually distressed, distraught, and all the other descriptive words that could potentially be involved in this. So usually, for those of you who listen to episodes regularly, you know there's always some type of introduction into it before we get into the drop, letting you know what show you're listening to. Not this time. Not this time, because my bandmates, them dudes, NCT127, aka NCT, look at all them chickens. They finally decided to stop hiding, stop lying, stop with the games. They actually did a vampire theme for this most recent comeback. I don't know anybody else at SM Entertainment who comes back more often than them. That just seems to be a part of the contract. Make Mark do everything, make the choreography more complex each time, make the song production just slap like crazy, and then also come back 14 times per album. I spent a lot of time confused with the lyrics before even recording this, because I was saying, girl, you're my favorite, Numu Sogo Nuna. That's not what they're saying. They're saying Muno Chigo, but I can't help myself. I want it to be a certain thing, and the certain thing is what I heard, which is they talking to me. So let's just talk a little bit about this, because there's no way I was going to skip out on talking about this. We all know that they leader is a whole ass vampire. Not like a little bit, not a fragment of one, not like he put it into consideration and was like, perhaps one day. No, you're actually undead, and we all know it, and we know that you know it. He dressed up as Edward Cullen from Twilight for this Halloween. After I told y'all I can't stand Microsoft Teams. Can y'all hear that in the background? It's that raggedy shit about working. Ugh. We're gonna go ahead and mute that. Okay. All right. It's the raggediness of it all. The raggediness of it all, where I told y'all he was a vampire. I told y'all. Do you recall when I told you this? I told you what I told you. And when I told you what I told you, I meant what I told you from the bottom of my heart, because I told you. He's a vampire. He dressed up as Edward Cullen from Twilight for this Halloween. After I did a whole Here's a Letter a few years ago about him having the Twilight sparkle. I told y'all I'm a band member. I told y'all. All I can do is laugh at it, because it's quite creepy on a stylistic side, not just looking at the fact that those in the group who I thought could avoid being bit did in fact get bit anyway. Just on a stylistic approach, I'm feeling the look at me now doo-doo-doo sound that keeps coming. I think this is one of their strongest choruses from the comebacks of this year, particularly because the transition from the rap and the verses is not as jarring as it could be. Now, don't get me wrong, it is jarring. It's quite jarring, because you have people speaking in English ad-libbing Jaehyun. Not to say it's no one else doing it, but like, Jaehyun, just stop. Like, don't you have like homework or something to go do that implies responsibility and not danger? I understand he's not the only person in the song who says, see that, hands down, take that. But it's just really violent when he says it. It's real violent. So if you've not checked out this comeback, I can't necessarily say that I blame you. It's not like they haven't, you know, done so 45 times this year. Remember, I said 14 is the bare minimum. But you should check this out. You might not necessarily care for the entire repackaging of the album, and that's fine. That's fine. However, just give this video a go, okay? I intend to deliver on more articulate, more crafted episodes beginning this week. I alluded to it last week where I said it was going to be a moment where you might be getting one a week. As you can hear, my job don't give a shit about when I'm doing other stuff. It doesn't matter. So clearly the responsibilities of the check that pays me regularly are going to supersede other things for a moment. But that doesn't mean that the quality and quantity of information is going to deplete. Not in the least bit. We have so much to get caught up on. So I will have daily episodes this week, Monday through Friday, just like the show originally had itself established as. If you're listening on Spotify, you will see that I've removed the show trailer. That's because it's no longer correct. I can't tell you I'm listening to an album every single day and talking about it if I'm not going to be doing that anymore. Shows do have the liberty to change. Audiences change. Listening habits and demographics, they evolve. So I have to evolve with that. So, yeah, I'm upset, but I'm thrilled. I'm upset and thrilled. What would that be? Thrilled set? Up thrilled? I don't know. Jungwoo need to sit down in his damn video. Johnny is by far the most... Why is he here in all of this? Because nobody would bite you. Nobody would bite you. You would be spared. You, in turn, would be a werewolf. I know better. I don't have any content about the werewolves of K-pop because it's not like they allow anybody to have facial hair. But I know what you are. I know what you are. Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. Nothing real long. Nothing real super winded. I have no deep dive opinions because my opinions need to be reserved for AOA. We are not finished with their discography. But I just wanted y'all to know that I'm scared of shit. And I'm glad that they finally stopped with the lies and let that vampiric ass leader of theirs show who he really is. They did far more for him than they ever did for Hero Jejun. But that's a different story. TVXQ is possibly coming back very soon too. I know this is jumping all over the place. But since we're talking about the legacy of SM, might as well bring that up. All right, y'all. That's all I got. I promise that's all I got. Until tomorrow. Bye, y'all.
Your favorite foreign Korean music historian exploring all the industry from A to Z.
There's sponsored ads and social media hashtags, but this show is truly supported by the efforts of my McGuallas, the most amazing fan base a little entertainer could ever have. Special shout out to my Patreon patrons, the student body, the scholars, and the staff who keep my vision of becoming your favorite foreign Korean music historian exploring all the industry from A to Z a real thing. If you're interested in supporting the growth of this content, please visit patreon.com/multifacetedACG. And for as little as $1 a month, you can get in on the magic too. Interested in continuing your support at the free 99 price? I'd love you for it. You can still engage with the show and me, your lovely host, when you retweet, repost, and share the show and use hashtag A, the number 3, and the word day. Please consider leaving a few stars or a review on Apple Music, iTunes, IMDb, or Podchaser to keep things growing in the right direction.